game. I finally get to see her again.
Yes, thank him. Shall we start?
Yes, shoot.
Through you, we have learned a lot about advancements in body replacements. How did it all start?
People go through life and they never deal with their issues, no matter what the issues are. Mine happened to be gender identity. But how many people just go through life and waste their entire life because they never deal with themselves and be who they are? And then you start learning the kind of pressure women are under all the time about their appearance. I had to figure out ways for eternal youth because makeup can only help that much.
How did you start your transformation?
As a former athlete, I noticed that my knees went bad soon after my first transformation. So I contracted the ETH K-Bathlon. And, you know, who says you have to live with what is given to you?
K-Bathlon. Rumors were right then. You started to pronounce cyborg differently.
Of course I do. I'm the first and the oldest one functioning, ain't I? They should rebrand the term as K-Borg. If it weren't for me, you'd still be scribbling this interview with some outdated pen and non-environmental friendly paper. That generation of your great-grandparents, they got us into this perpetual autumn. By Kim, how I hated those paper-wasting, pre-killing monsters. Such pity that we lost the forest.
Yes. I'd have loved to see these firsts. You do have a lovely Velos picture plant in cryonics. Never saw those before, but in pictures. Thank Kim we found the way around the CO2 issue. You and ethanol.
Yes. Borrowed my pacemaker, didn't it?
You made time a new currency, and your obsession with finding a fountain of youth brought us here.
Yeah, of course, Dexter. Thank you for your kindness.
Do you miss any of your original body parts?
Back in the days, I'd have said my breasts, but now that everyone has them... By the way, yours look good, Dexter. I'd say nothing. Everything is like, look at me, don't I look good?
Last question. How are you powering up your entire greenhouse?
One word, clones. I have my personal bank of organ donor. No secrets there. Now they have to keep fit, right? So the soul cycle, a trend I noticed in 2015 at a place called Cycle House. All the difference, they cycle till their souls yell, they cycle till they drop, they cycle to produce energy. Ain't that brilliant? My clones, they cycle to produce energy. And with that harvested energy, I make this house run.